This is an executive summary of Oz Real Estate versus Operating Business Investments, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When most investors think of opportunity zones, they picture real estate, apartments, industrial buildings, mixed-use development. And indeed, most qualified opportunity funds, COFs, are development vehicles. But the Opportunity Zone statute actually permits two broad kinds of investment: real estate development, and operating businesses located in a zone, called Qualified Opportunity Zone Businesses, or COSBs. These two paths have different requirements, different risk and return profiles, and suit different investor goals. Real estate development is the more common, asset-backed path. Operating business investments are rarer, more like venture or growth equity exposure inside a zone. Understanding the distinction helps you read a fund's strategy clearly and decide which approach fits you. This guide explains the two kinds of COF investments, the requirements each must meet, their risk and return differences, and which suits your goals. Note that Oz rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment, tax, or legal advice. The Opportunity Zone statute permits a COF to deploy capital in two broad ways. The first is Qualified Opportunity Zone business property held directly, most commonly real estate that the fund develops or substantially improves within a zone. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.